Altec. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our show. We hope you're having a great weekend. We have very special guests lined up today, proving again that chronic disorders can indeed be cured without the use of drugs or surgery. Would you like to introduce our first guest?
Well,
do we have Peggy on the line?
Yeah, Peggy is from Illinois. Why don't we just have her tell her story? Peggy?
Hello.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Peggy, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from the Chicago area.
Okay.
And I'm a national recruiter for a biotech company.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, the main thing that I came to see Dr. Tong about was two things. Number one, my back was very stiff from below my waist to my shoulder blades when I did Pilates.
Uh-huh.
I could not roll back vertebrae by vertebrae.
Okay.
And that was very stiff in one treatment, and he said, check it out, see how it is, and I just rolled right up and rolled right back, and that was wonderful.
Yeah, how long have you had that problem before you saw me?
Oh, it's been several years that I've had it.
Oh, you had a car accident 10 years ago, right?
I had a car accident about 10, 12 years ago, and I had a very stiff neck. And I thought I was over that, but when I drive or anything or set at my computer for any length of time, that tightens up so bad that it just aches. And you also treated that. I've had absolutely no problems since then. And my shoulder, which I had broken, and I broke the upper arm, dislocated the shoulder, tore the ligaments in the front and the back.
Wow.
And even though I had had physical therapy for it, I've had it a number of times, and it was still very painful. And you treated that, and that's fine. My neck doesn't hurt at all. My shoulder doesn't hurt. And then one of the main reasons that I came to you was because I've had a few broken bones in my feet, and I just finished 8 weeks of therapy, and they were not able to move the ankle bones as flexible as they should be.
That's right, yeah.
And they just did not loosen up.
What was the therapy that they gave you?
I had physical therapy.
Oh, physical therapy, okay.
Where I did, exercise every day.
Okay.
And I went in three times a week, and I did that for 8 weeks. And they still could not loosen those up. And so then I heard about Dr. Tong, and I thought I could arrange a business trip that I had to go to Phoenix, so I came through L.A. And saw Dr. Tong, and those have loosened up now. My ankles have.
How many treatments have you had from us?
Pardon?
How many treatments did I get?
I had three from you. I had two days in a row, and then I went to Phoenix, and then I came back to L.A. and had another treatment by Dr. Tong, and then came back to Illinois.
So that's three treatments total.
Three treatments total.
And how long have you had treatment for your neck, for your shoulder, for your
back? Oh, I've been having this for years.
Okay.
Years and years and years.
Since your car accident 10 years ago?
It was 10, 12 years ago, something like that.
And so basically you went through physical therapy. Did they ever recommend...
I've been through tons of physical therapy.
Did they ever recommend surgery or any painkillers?
Oh, yes, of course.
And did you do any of that?
No.
Not even the painkillers?
Nope.
And why was that?
Because, well, I allowed a doctor one time to put some cortisone in my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would not do that again. I would find other ways to deal with it.
Mm. Was it painful?
Putting the cortisone,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It was painful.
Yeah.
And then it's very misleading because I thought that my shoulder was all healed because it felt great. And so I went about doing the things that I normally did and then realized when it wore off that I had probably done more damage than was there before.
Now, here's the whole point. Treating the symptom versus treating the cause of their problem.
Yes.
Okay? You have it for 10 years, all these various problems, severe neck pain, and you could not hardly turn, and then the back pain, the shoulder problem, the ankle that cannot turn. It's all due to the fact that your energy are not going through and not having good enough circulation, so you don't have the flexibility. So the physical therapy is too weak. The medication or surgery is treating the symptom, but never treating the real problem.
Yes.
And that is why our healthcare cost is so high.
Right.
Three treatments. If I give it to you 10 years ago, you have a fantastic life for the last 10 years.
Right.
Peggy, how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
My sister had come to you a number of years ago.
Yes.
And then she brought her husband in when he had a series of strokes and was not improving.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came, and then my sister was talking about Dr. Tong, and then I thought, well, you know, I need to see Dr. Tong, and so I just arranged a business trip to swing by L.A.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. Here's some more thing. You have high blood pressure and were treated with some medication, and you developed bronchitis from that medication. Did you have the bronchitis from the treatment?
No.
Okay, but you did have bronchitis before you came to see me?
Yes, I had bronchitis quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And acid reflux.
Yes, and I want to tell you the acid reflux is gone now.
Yes.
Wow.
And there were a couple of things that I've noticed. Number one, I lost 4 pounds the first 4 days.
Yes.
Wow.
And then I lost another couple of pounds. Now, I haven't weighed since then. I don't know how long that would go on, but I'd be happy to lose some more.
Yeah.
And the acid reflux is gone.
Mm-hmm.
I also used to have to get up a couple of times, 3 times during the night to go to the bathroom, and that's gone.
Did you also have food and chemical allergies?
Tons of them.
How about now? Is that any
improvement? Well, I've had other treatments for those, and they were pretty well healed. I still have an occasional allergy. Like right now, there's a lot of people in our neighborhood burning leaves.
Mm.
So today it's kind of problematic, but typically that's been better.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a moment. If you have any questions for Dr. Tong, you can call us now at 1-800-551-3880. If you'd like to make an appointment, give us a call at 714-556-8664. So, Peggy, you've come 3 times to see Dr. Tong, and how's your Pilates? Is it better now? Can you do the Pilates now?
Yes, I can do that. I can touch each vertebrae on the way down and on the way back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that takes quite a lot of strength
to
do that. That's wonderful.
Here's the point. I only give her only 3 treatments, okay? But I have to treat almost everything, acid reflux, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. How's your blood pressure?
It's good.
It's better, right?
Uh-huh, it is. Absolutely.
Are you still taking the medication or no?
I cut down the medication in half. Mm.
You do more exercise, cut out the whole total medication. You don't need that toxin. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, the shoulder problem, neck problem, back problem, acid reflux,
it's all
hypertension.
Connected.
It's all connected.
Mm-hmm.
They're all different manifestation, physical symptom from one underlying mind-body blockage.
Right, and you can't you can't treat one without treating the other problem.
Conventional doctors do not know that human is a spirit and mind. That's why they can never cure you.
Well, Peggy, thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today and share your story. It's wonderful.
Well, you're welcome, and I will come and see you again.
Okay.
Well, we look forward to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, and I also just want to tell you, too, your pain patch is phenomenal.
Oh, those are herbs. So everything we use are
natural
stuff.
Right. Well, it was excellent.
Yeah, and it's not expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Great, Peggy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Peggy on the line. She came to us from Chicago, Illinois, and she has suffered...
No, from Sycamore, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Sycamore, Illinois. She had a stiff back. She had pain in her shoulder blades. She couldn't exercise. She had broken her upper extremity, dislocated her shoulder, had 8 weeks of physical therapy for a stiff ankle, which did nothing to help. 3 treatments from Dr. Tong, and she's doing much better. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have questions, please call us at 1-800-551-3880. We're here till noon, so if you call us right away, we can get your questions answered. Okay, let's get Brian on the line.
Hello?
Hi Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Brian,
good.
Where are you from and what do you do?
I'm from Riverside and I'm in customer service.
Okay. And what were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, last year I had suffered 2 herniated discs, L4 and L5 in my back, and I had surgery, and it basically, you know, did no help. I still... I've suffered greatly, you know, with pain.
Can you describe how the pain developed and what happened exactly when you first felt the pain?
Well, I woke up one morning and I just could not stand straight, and I felt pain in, you know, down my leg and sciatic nerve. And that stayed with me for about 4 months until I went to see the doctor, and he didn't recommend any kind of physical therapy or stuff. He said it had progressed too far. And that he recommended that he operate on me, and he did, and it didn't help.
Okay. Did you have the pain prior to that morning you woke up? You didn't do any strenuous thing after you woke up, right? You just wake up, and you the pain was there?
Yeah.
There was no accident? Or
no accident.
And how about you said that you have the pain on and off in the past, before this first time.
One more time?
Did you have the pain in the past before that morning?
A couple times before, but it went away.
Okay.
It went away by itself.
Yeah.
And what disability did you have? Did you have a hard time walking?
Oh, yeah, excruciating time walking. And I could never stand straight up and down. I was always crooked over to the side. And it's very uncomfortable most of the time, you know, sitting, laying.
In any position, so it was constant pain?
Yeah.
So you couldn't exercise either, right?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. And how long did you suffer from this for?
About a year now, over a year.
1 year. And you had the surgery when?
On December 12th of last year.
Okay, so almost a year ago.
Yeah, but I wish I had met Dr. Tong before I had my surgery. Because after my first visit, I mean, I missed 3 days of work this week, but after his first visit, I was able to go back to work, and I actually felt better.
Wow.
You know, but I still have the pain, and I'm still taking the medication, but I have another appointment Monday, and I'm sure... After seeing Dr. Tong a few more times, you know, I'm going to feel a lot better.
Well, you only have one treatment for me so far, right?
Yeah, one treatment.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yes.
And actually, Dr. Tong, you spent more time with me, you know, on my first visit than my orthopedic surgeon did the whole time.
Tell us about your orthopedic surgeon
examination. You know, he didn't see me before my operation. He didn't see me. He didn't even discharge me from the hospital. My visits in his office consisted of a 2-hour, hour and a half wait. And then a five-minute examination where he would just pretty much basically tell me to push down on his hands with my feet and you know, tell me, well, here's some Vicodin or pain pills and go home and I'll see you again in 8 weeks, you know.
Oh yeah, first
goodness.
Of all, your pain is not due to the lack of Vicodin.
No.
It's not due to the deficiency in Vicodin. So
yeah, you spent a lot of time explaining, you know, and that really helped me understand my condition.
Exactly, because the cure takes two parts. I restore the function of the body and the balance. Uh-huh. But you need to learn what caused your problem.
Yeah.
Let me explain what I did to the audience, did to you, okay? That morning you wake up, okay, you did not injure it or some strenuous exercise, the pain just came.
Yeah.
And you had the pain in the past.
Yeah.
Okay? If they did an MRI the day before and that morning, the MRI would be exactly the same. You would have the disc herniation 4 months later, 4 months before, 1 year before, the same darn MRI with the herniation. So the herniation was not the cause of the pain.
Yeah, I believe that because I went to a chiropractor too before I came to you, and he said the same thing, that he's seen people with discs that were slipped, you know, like 10 centimeters, and they felt no pain at all.
Exactly. Here's another proof, okay? I've been doing this for 20 years, and I tell you, for the last decade, over 90% of my people, especially pain, 95%, 98%, really, no exaggeration.
Uh-huh.
The thing that dragged me down are the fatigue, the, you know, and so forth. And right after the first treatment, the pain's gone for most people.
Yeah.
But did I change the disc? No.
No.
I cannot change the disc.
This is a very amazing story. I mean, it sounds almost too good to be true, but it happens to a lot of your patients. Is that right?
I did another one yesterday. He was going to be on the show, but we could not get a hold of him. Uh-huh. We'll get him on next week.
A year of suffering and one treatment, and you went back to work.
Yeah, and another thing, too, I mean, the needles and stuff, they're kind of scary, but they're not as painful as the surgery I went through. I'm looking forward to going and getting more needles rather than more surgery, you know.
Just like Jenny. Jenny was so scared of the needle before. That 14-year-old girl, she says she's addicted to my needles. And that's a word from her mouth.
That's great, Brian.
And everybody's really nice at the office, too.
Oh, thank you, Brian. So are you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you good luck.
Thank you. I'll see you Monday, Dr. Clark.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
That was Brian on the line. He suffered from two herniated discs a year ago and had a surgery last December of 2001, and nothing helped. The surgery did not help. He's had one treatment from Dr. Tong, and he's already back to work. He's coming for more treatment. That is an incredible story. And I'm especially affected by how the orthopedic surgeon treated him. I mean, that's not medical care. That is just not medical care.
I wish I could get Maria to talk about her rheumatologist examination.
Oh, that's terrible.
Funny. But here's the point. Those are not anecdotal, okay? Peggy had pain on and off, severe pain for 10 years. Mm. In the first treatment, she's much, much better. Mm. I do this all the time, and that's very honest God truth.
Give us a call if you have a question at 1-800-551-3880. If you'd like to make an appointment, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. All of our radio shows are posted up there if you miss anything. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Paula from Redlands. Let's get her. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
What do you do, Paula?
Right now, I am just a mother staying home.
Okay. And we understand you fell from a 4-foot fence and you injured your foot and ankle?
I injured my ankle and a trauma to my knee.
Okay.
And I thought that it was probably just soft tissue damage. Mm-hmm. But it appears that it was more than that. It's been about 6 weeks ago, and it's stiff. And I've done exercises for my leg and my ankle, but my knee is what bothers me the most.
Mm.
It seems that sometimes it's just, particularly in the morning, it's very stiff, or if I have sat down for any length of time, it's real stiff and it's hard to get.
So what kind of treatment have you had so far?
Well, what I did is I put a knee brace on it, and I took medicine for it, painkillers. I didn't see anybody about it.
Okay.
The swelling has almost gone completely. There's still a little bit of swelling.
Okay.
But for the most part, there's a lot of things that I can do with it, but I'm not able to use my knee to be able to get myself up off of a floor, let's say, if I get down on the floor.
Mm.
I don't have that ability to really use the force of my leg that well. It's painful.
Listen, I can help you. It's very easy. Mm-hmm. Okay, you'll feel better the very first treatment.
Plus, it wasn't too long ago either.
I don't make any guarantees. No, if that's all the problem you have, mm-hmm. I treat patients that are ready to have the liver transplant, heart transplant, mm-hmm. and I get most of them
pain
better
is
the first
much
time.
Pain is much easier to treat.
You'll feel better the first time. No, no guarantee.
Do you have our number, Paula?
I think that you said it was 556-8664. 714.
Right, 714 area code.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Give us a call right now. The someone will be there till 2 o'clock today to make an appointment for you.
I can help you. Very easy.
Can I ask you? Would you be using something like acupressure on it or acupuncture?
More than acupuncture. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just using a dry needle, I inject a little Novocaine.
Uh-huh.
At the point of blockage, okay, that spasm, the acupuncture may not be effective.
Uh-huh.
It's very effective. You try it, you'll like it. Believe me.
Okay, so what I'm feeling is the spasm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
due
uh-huh.
to lack of circulation.
Right. When you come in, he'll explain more exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Well,
I
have one question for you before mm-hmm. I can make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I've been planning on starting to do some lengthy walking.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to walk afterwards. Right after the first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very
you'll
chance.
You'll have no... Yeah,
would it help me to do that prior
yes.
to my seeing you?
Yeah.
To do some walking?
If the walking makes it too painful,
yeah.
No,
don't
it's not
it.
Painful to walk. What's
then,
painful is when I have been totally still for some length of time.
Yeah, walking will help it.
Then you should walk.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and I will call that 714-556-8664.
Yes.
Okay, I thank you very much.
Thanks
okay,
for calling, Paula.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Okay, let's get Teresa on the line. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi,
to our show. Teresa is
thank
one of
you.
Dr. Tong's patients. Is that correct, Dr. Tong?
Oh, yes.
Where are you from and what do you do?
I live in Culver City,
uh-huh.
and I'm a paralegal.
Okay.
And I was calling about the fact that since last May I've been having indigestion, stomach aching and sharp pains in my intestines,
mm-hmm.
and I have been under a lot of stress.
I talked to you on the phone, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I told you I can help you. Okay. Conventional treatment would not help you. Drugs
right.
treat the symptom, but the fact that you were under a lot of stress reduce the energy flow to your intestine. That's why your intestine is not working. So the cause of the problem is that not having enough of that life energy and circulation to your intestine. And I can restore it. I can manipulate the energy and circulation anywhere in the body
mm-hmm.
and then balance your body and also teach you what were you eating wrong, okay? And
right.
Eating not balanced so that you can maintain right. the relief so you can get the permanent cure. Permanent cure rely on the patient.
Could be from eating something wrong or it could be from stress, is that correct?
Yeah, stress.
Mm-hmm.
But the treatment, our treatment, reduces your stress,
mm-hmm.
enable you to handle a lot more stress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to find, to prove that, go to our website and click on radio show, and you look at depression, stress, anger, and stuff like this. And most people, that's all I treat, actually. I don't treat the physical body. I treat the mental part of the human.
Mm-hmm. What causes
the
your
energy part, the
disability.
Spirit part, the mental part. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to believe. One of these days, I'll write a book, and it's very easy. Once you understand the concept is very easy. It's not a concept. It's how nature works.
Mm-hmm. Do you have our number, Teresa?
No.
Okay, it's 714.
Okay.
556-8664.
8664?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Thanks
okay.
for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's get Diane on the line. She's from Walnut. Hi, Diana. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yes.
I just had a question.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
A question. My son has a very bad stuttering problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's had it for about 10 years now. He's
mm-hmm.
17.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you can help with stuttering or
17, they had it for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say yes and yes. Okay, because I treated people who had strokes. And afterwards, their tongue would slur and the speech slur, and I improved their speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I treated people who are singers, and I make them sing higher note and much more force. Everything in this world, not just in the human, is due to mind-body blockage. The mind and spirit is what keeps order in this world, whether it's one human or a group of human. And once you connect the mind back to the body, and balance it out. I know for a 17-year-old, and that should be better, to be easy to treat.
Okay.
How much I can improve, I cannot tell you, okay?
Right.
But definitely something is wrong, and I know what the underlying cause is.
Right.
Once I see him.
Because he didn't have the stuttering for the first 6 years of his life.
Right.
So, and then all of a sudden it just started.
Okay, any time that the person is normal and somewhere down the life path something went wrong, okay, I would find out what that is. So okay. that's a better chance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to say I'm very impressed with your work because
thank you.
I just found out about you about a month ago. My husband had gone to a show and got some pamphlets and everything.
Let's put it this way, okay? I know what I discover. No, it doesn't matter what the scientific world, whether they recognize it or not, okay? Until they learn what I do, no one would be able to produce this kind of result.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I try to teach, but they don't want to learn it, okay?
Right.
You know,
there's much resistance.
One back surgery,
$20,000,
okay? You don't have to discharge the patient. You don't have to see the patient, in other words. And I spend 2 hours with, mm-hmm. and for a few hundred dollars,
they
okay?
have a lot to lose if they accept what you
so
do.
So you have to think about the patient rather than money in order for the medical system to change.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, just keep on doing what you're doing because I think it's fabulous. I've heard a lot of your radio shows on the Internet and...
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Diana.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, bring your son over because if my treatment don't work, it will improve him, okay?
Okay, that would be great because it's really destroying his social life.
Yeah, it will improve him. How much, I cannot tell you.
Right, okay. Well, it's worth a try.
But it won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
It won't do any harm.
Right.
Okay, Dr. Tong.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, okay?
Thank you for calling, Diana.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. If you'd like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664. Someone will be at the office till 2 o'clock today. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, we have about a minute left. Let's get to some of the headlines this week. Anti-aging compounds linked to diabetes and other ills. They say the human growth hormone might also expedite growth of cancer cells.
Okay, this is another, to me, okay, I hate to say this, it's another gimmick, anti-aging gimmick. Disease, aging is the same process. Death is ultimate, okay? Everything is caused by mind-body blockage. The normal amount of mind blockage progressively, we call that aging. Sudden amount, too much, okay, then we have disease, okay? If you don't know how to cure disease, how to do anti-aging?
Mm-hmm.
Given growth hormone, the body have its own regulating mechanism,
right.
And in a balanced fashion, we don't know that mechanism. So
right.
You put too much growth hormone all the time, okay? It increases the blood sugar, increased chance of getting growth hormone growth cells, cancer cell growth uninhibited.
Right.
So you will cause problem with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to reduce, to reverse aging is replenish. Get the chi, your life back in and balance. Okay, you have no idea. Yeah, how many people that look older and after a few treatments, they look younger.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.